Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Brandon Graham is back. He has come out of retirement to rejoin the Eagles. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
It's season number 16 for the longest tenured Philadelphia Eagle, Brandon Graham, talking about the announcement on his podcast, Brandon Graham Unblocked, from PHLY Sports.
I don't know what this is going to be. I don't have no expectations with it. It's just more like I'm going to come just bring myself and bring the energy, go out there, first play. Oh, you thought you was done? You thought I was done?
You thought you didn't have to deal with me anymore.
You thought you wasn't going to have to deal with me. But, you know, all that little fun stuff, man.
Graham admitted he wasn't ready to retire after last season, but it was a storybook ending, and it seemed like the Eagles were squared away a pass rusher. But they haven't been. They needed a veteran. Graham said his agent got a call at the beginning of the season, but he wasn't ready to come back. Now, as he's been staying in shape, he is.
I don't want to have no regrets either. So I said if an opportunity come up, I'm going to do it.
Eagles host the Giants Sunday at 1 p.m. Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police in Delaware are trying to find the person who went on a tire slashing spree in North Wilmington. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports dozens of cars were hit.
A bunch of people here in North Wilmington went out to their driveways yesterday morning and saw that their tires were flattened.
That's a knife. They took a knife and stabbed it there.
My car was unlocked. Our garage door was open. And to just come up and slash the tire and leave is like absolutely bizarre.
Those frustrated residents spoke to our partners with NBC 10. Newcastle County Police say they've gotten about 30 reports of tires being slashed between Sunday night and early yesterday morning in the Wynwood and Brandywood communities. There are mainly single-family homes here. Cars and trucks were hit. This morning we saw one big white pickup truck on a driveway that had at least one tire sliced. We're talking about hundreds or maybe thousands of dollars in damages that residents are dealing with, depending on how many of their tires were cut. Police released surveillance video of the single slasher. In one of those videos, this person in a blue hoodie and black pants with a white stripe is bent over, knife in hand, and he stabs a rear van tire several times until you hear the air come out. Newcastle County Police are asking for the public's help for people to report any damage on their cars or signs of tampering and to check their surveillance footage. In North Wilmington, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Keon King, the man accused of kidnapping Kata Scott, is now facing new charges, and prosecutors say they believe he had help. Investigators say King used a stolen Hyundai Accent to move Scott's body and that he later burned the vehicle. Scott's aunt said during a vigil last night that the family is grateful they were able to get her body back. KYW's Sonny Morgan reports.
Oh God, thy Father.
The lawn outside of the vacant Ada H. Lewis Middle School was filled with dozens of community members who mourned the loss of Kata Scott. Councilmember Nicholas O'Rourke offered a gospel song and told the crowd this tragedy hits close to home.
The idea that young black girls cannot be safe, even at their own workplace, in their own city, in their own town, is unacceptable.
Carrie Green owns the Pink Plate Cafe, and she says she wanted to become a mentor to Scott.
Like I told her, when she came in, her smile just lit up the room. Like, she had on this bright yellow dress, and the whole room just turned. Like, she was just that girl.
People were invited to light a candle and place it under a tree near the school, where a photo of Kata was posted. Many neighbors expressed that they want the vacant school torn down, and officials on site were open to hearing their concerns. Councilmember Anthony Phillips, who represents the area where Kata lived, is collecting donations at his office for her family. Kata's aunt Donna says they need privacy as they process the unimaginable.
Just remember her name, remember her smile, remember what she lived for. That's it. Just remember who she is.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
First it was plastic bags, now Philadelphia City Council hopes to reduce the use of paper bags. A council committee has approved a bill that would allow stores to charge a 10-cent fee for any kind of non-reusable bag. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Councilman Mark Squilla shepherded the plastic bag ban through council in 2019, and to get it passed, he took out the provision that would allow stores to charge fees for substitutes like paper bags. The ban took some 200 million plastic bags out of the waste stream in the first year, but it was not a complete success.
We required a study, and the study told us what happened because of the no fees on the bag, and that we saw a big use in paper bags.
Paper bags biodegrade better than plastic, but still contribute to litter and harm the environment. And Maurice Sampson of Clean Water Action says the lack of fees on them leads to higher prices because stores pass the cost along. So even shoppers who bring reusable bags pay more.
The fee makes sense. The fee is equitable. The fee puts the burden on the people who don't bring their bag.
Squilla agreed to exempt bags used for prepared food from the fee. The full council could vote by the end of the month. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.